Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. Today, we are diving into something pretty fascinating, Vietnam's logistics sector. You know, it's a real hotbed of activity right now.
Yeah.
And we've got some firsthand insights from our experts here at Harley Miller Law Firm.
Yeah, exciting times.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Okay, so here's a fact that might surprise you. Vietnam's logistics market is already worth somewhere between $40 and $42 billion.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, think about the sheer volume of goods moving around the country every single day.
That's right. And you know what's even more interesting is that this isn't just a lucky break for Vietnam. It's a result of some really smart strategic moves, especially when it comes to free trade agreements, or FTAs, as they're often called.
Okay, so I think we need to break this down a little bit for our listeners. What exactly are FTAs, and why are they such a big deal for Vietnam's logistics scene?
Yeah, so think of FTAs as agreements between countries that make it easier and cheaper to trade with each other.
Right.
They knock down barriers like tariffs, which are basically taxes on imported goods.
So fewer roadblocks means smoother, more affordable trade. Got it. But Vietnam's not just signing any old FTA, right?
Exactly. They've been very strategic about choosing agreements that open doors to major markets around the world.
Right.
Three key examples are the CPTPP, the EVFTA, and the RCEP.
All right, let's unpack those acronyms a little bit. First up, we've got the CPTPP.
Yes, CPTPP stands for the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Okay.
It connects Vietnam with a group of 11 countries, including big players like Canada, Mexico, and Japan.
Wow. So that's access to a whole lot of new customers and opportunities for Vietnamese businesses. What about the EVFTA?
Yes, the EVFTA, or the EU-Vietnam Free Trade Agreement, is a game changer. It links Vietnam with the entire European Union market, which is huge. Almost all tariffs on goods traded between Vietnam and the EU have been eliminated thanks to this agreement.
Wow, that's a massive advantage for Vietnamese exporters. Okay, last but not least, we've got the RCEP. What does that one bring to the table?
The RCEP, or the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, is the biggest free trade agreement in the world. It brings together 15 countries in the Asia-Pacific region, including China, Japan, and all 10 members of ASEAN.
So Vietnam's right at the heart of this massive trading bloc. It sounds like they're really well positioned to become a global trade hub. But let's get back to logistics. How have these FTAs actually impacted the sector on the ground?
The impact has been significant. First of all, trade volumes have skyrocketed. More goods are flowing in and out of Vietnam, which means there's a huge demand for logistics services. Think about it. All those goods need to be transported, stored, and delivered.
That makes perfect sense. More trade means more stuff to move around. It's like a chain reaction.
Exactly. And Vietnam's been smart about capitalizing on this increased demand. They've been investing heavily in upgrading their logistics infrastructure.
What kind of upgrades are we talking about here?
Everything from modernizing ports and building new warehouses to improving road and rail networks. The goal is to create a more efficient and reliable logistics system that can handle the growing volume of trade.
Yeah.
And this modernization effort is also attracting a lot of attention from foreign investors who are eager to tap into Vietnam's logistics potential.
I bet. Speaking of growth, I know our team here at Hurley Miller Law Firm has been keeping a close eye on the numbers. What are we seeing in terms of the economic impact of all this activity?
Well, according to logistics.gov.vn, Vietnam's logistics market is projected to keep growing steadily. And it's not just about the numbers. The sector is also playing a bigger role in Vietnam's overall economy, contributing significantly to the country's GDP.
This is all incredibly promising. But I'm curious, what are some of the specific investment opportunities that this growth is creating? What are the hot spots for investors right now?
Well, for starters, warehousing and distribution centers are in high demand.
Makes sense.
With the e-commerce boom, businesses need more space to store and manage their inventory. There's also a growing need for modern, efficient facilities that can handle the increasing volume of online orders.
That makes sense. E-commerce is changing the game for logistics everywhere, not just in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
What other areas are attracting investment?
Transportation and freight forwarding are also key areas. As trade volumes rise, there's a constant need for innovative solutions to move goods efficiently and reliably, both within Vietnam and internationally.
So it's not just about storing goods. It's about getting them where they need to go quickly and cost effectively.
Exactly. And then there's the whole world of e-commerce logistics, which is a specialized area within the broader sector.
Let's dive into that a bit more. What makes e-commerce logistics so unique?
Well, it's all about speed and convenience. Consumers today expect their online purchases to be delivered to their doorstep quickly and without a hitch. So companies specializing in e-commerce fulfillment and last-mile delivery are seeing a surge in demand.
So it's not just about moving big containers of goods anymore. It's about getting individual packages to people's homes.
Precisely. And another area that's attracting significant investment is cold chain logistics. This is crucial for Vietnam's growing food export industry.
Right, because you need to keep those perishable goods like fruits and vegetables, seafood fresh and safe throughout the entire journey from farm to table.
Exactly. Cold chain logistics involves specialized facilities and transportation networks that maintain the right temperature and humidity levels to ensure the quality of these sensitive products.
It sounds like there's a lot of opportunity within the logistics sector, from traditional warehousing to specialized areas like e-commerce and cold chain. But what about the bigger picture? How is foreign direct investment, or FDI, shaping the landscape?
FDI has been a major driver of growth in Vietnam's logistics sector. Since the implementation of those key FTAs we talked about earlier, there's been a significant increase in investment from overseas.
So international companies are clearly seeing the potential in Vietnam's logistics market, and they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Absolutely. In fact, last year alone, the logistics sector attracted a large amount of foreign direct investment, which is a clear sign of confidence in Vietnam's future as a global logistics hub.
That's impressive. It sounds like things are really moving in the right direction. But I know there are always two sides to every coin. What about the challenges? What are some of the hurdles that investors might encounter in Vietnam's logistics sector?
That's a great question, and it's important to have a balanced perspective. While the opportunities are abundant, there are also challenges to navigate.
Let's talk about those challenges. What are some of the things that investors need to be aware of?
Well, navigating the regulatory landscape can be tricky, especially for foreign investors. Vietnam's legal framework is constantly evolving, so it's essential to have expert guidance to ensure compliance and smooth operations.
That makes sense. Regulations can be a headache anywhere, but especially in a market that's developing as quickly as Vietnam.
Exactly. And then there's the issue of infrastructure. While Vietnam has made significant progress in upgrading its roads, ports, and other critical infrastructure, there are still bottlenecks in certain areas.
So it's not all smooth sailing just yet.
Not entirely. Congestion and capacity constraints can still pose challenges, especially during peak seasons. This can lead to delays and increased transportation costs, which can eat into profits.
Okay, so regulations and infrastructure are two key things to consider. What about the competitive landscape? What's the level of competition like in Vietnam's logistics sector?
Well, as you can imagine, with all this growth and opportunity, the competition is heating up. Vietnamese logistics companies are becoming increasingly sophisticated, investing in technology and expanding their service offerings.
So it's not just a playground for foreign companies to come in and dominate.
Not at all. Vietnamese firms are stepping up their game and proving to be formidable competitors. They have a deep understanding of the local market, which gives them an edge in many cases.
That's great to hear. Healthy competition is good for everyone. It drives innovation and keeps prices in check. But I imagine it also means that companies need to be strategic and differentiate themselves to succeed in this environment.
Absolutely. It's not enough to simply offer basic logistics services anymore. Companies need to specialize, develop niche expertise, and leverage technology to create value for their customers.
Can you give us some examples of how companies are differentiating themselves? What are some of the strategies they're using to stand out from the crowd?
Certainly. Some companies are focusing on providing specialized services for specific industries. For example, some are focusing on e-commerce fulfillment or cold chain logistics for agricultural products.
So it's about becoming experts in a particular area and catering to specific needs. What other strategies are we seeing?
Others are investing heavily in technology to optimize their operations, improve efficiency, and enhance transparency for their customers. For example, many companies are adopting digital platforms to track shipments, manage inventory, and communicate with clients in real time.
It sounds like technology is playing an increasingly important role in the logistics sector.
It absolutely is. And of course, providing excellent customer service, building strong relationships, and having a deep understanding of the local market are all essential ingredients for success in Vietnam's logistics sector.
Great points. So, to sum it up, Vietnam's logistics sector is buzzing with opportunity, but it also presents some unique challenges that investors need to be aware of.
Exactly. Having a clear understanding of the market dynamics, the regulatory environment, the infrastructure landscape, and the competitive forces at play is crucial for success in this dynamic and rapidly evolving sector.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the impact of FTAs to the regulatory landscape, infrastructure development, and the competitive dynamics at play. Before we wrap up this part of our discussion, let's take a moment to distill some key takeaways for our listeners. What are the most important things for them to remember about Vietnam's logistics sector?
Okay, here's the bottom line. Vietnam's logistics sector is experiencing remarkable growth fueled by a strategic combination of factors.
Let's break it down. First, we have those powerful FTAs.
Right. Vietnam's network of free trade agreements has significantly reduced trade barriers and opened up access to major global markets. This has led to a surge in trade volumes and created a huge demand for logistics services.
Like a domino effect, more trade equals more need for logistics.
Exactly. And the government is responding by investing heavily in infrastructure upgrades to improve efficiency and connectivity.
So while there are still some infrastructure challenges, Vietnam is actively working to address them.
That's a key takeaway. The government is committed to supporting the growth of the logistics sector.
And let's not forget the FDI. A large amount of money is flowing into Vietnam's logistics sector, a clear sign of confidence from global investors.
Indeed. And this influx of investment is further fueling innovation and driving competition within the sector.
So it's a dynamic and evolving landscape, but one that presents incredible opportunities for those who are prepared to navigate the challenges and seize the potential. Now, before we sign off for this segment, I have one final question for you. If you were an investor looking at Vietnam's logistics landscape right now, which area would you be most excited about?
That's a great question. Personally, I'm particularly intrigued by the growth of e-commerce logistics in Vietnam.
Why is that?
Well, Vietnam has a young and increasingly tech-savvy population with a rapidly growing appetite for online shopping. This is creating a huge demand for specialized e-commerce fulfillment and delivery services.
It's like a perfect storm of factors coming together to create a massive opportunity.
Precisely. And for investors who can provide innovative and efficient solutions to meet the needs of this burgeoning e-commerce market, the potential for growth is enormous.
We'll be back right after this short message with our final thoughts. Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. Before we took a short break, we were discussing the dynamic growth of Vietnam's logistics sector and some of the challenges investors might face. Let's dive back into those challenges, starting with the regulatory landscape. You mentioned it can be a bit tricky, especially for those who are new to doing business in Vietnam.
That's right. Vietnam's legal framework for foreign investment is constantly evolving. While the government has made efforts to streamline things and make them more transparent, there are still specific regulations and licensing requirements that investors need to be aware of.
Can you give us some examples? What are some of the hoops that investors might have to jump through?
Well, let's say you're a foreign investor looking to set up a logistics company in Vietnam. You'll likely need to obtain an investment registration certificate, a business license, and potentially other permits depending on the specifics of your operations. It's not just a matter of setting up shop and starting to move packages around. You need to understand the rules of the game.
So having expert legal guidance is crucial. It's not something you want to try to navigate on your own.
Exactly. That's where a firm like Harley Miller Law Firm can be invaluable. Our team has a deep understanding of the Vietnamese legal and regulatory environment. We can guide investors through the process, ensuring they meet all the requirements and avoid any unnecessary headaches.
It's all about having the right people in your corner to help you navigate those complexities. Now let's shift gears and talk about infrastructure. You mentioned that while Vietnam has made progress, there are still some limitations.
Yes, that's right. While the government is investing in upgrading roads, ports, and other key infrastructure, some areas still experience congestion and capacity constraints.
Can you give us some specific examples? Where are some of the bottlenecks that investors might encounter?
Well, certain ports and roads can become very congested during peak seasons, leading to delays and higher transportation costs. And in some rural areas, the road infrastructure might not be as developed, which can make it difficult to access certain markets.
So it's not all smooth sailing just yet, but it sounds like the government is aware of these challenges and working to address them.
Absolutely. They're investing in large-scale projects to expand port capacity, upgrade highways, and improve rail networks. These improvements are making Vietnam even more attractive for logistics investment.
Now let's talk about competition. You mentioned it's heating up in Vietnam's logistics sector. What's driving this intensity?
As we've discussed, Vietnam's economic growth and strategic location have made it a magnet for both domestic and international logistics companies. Local firms are becoming more sophisticated and investing in technology to improve their capabilities.
So it's not just foreign companies coming in and taking over.
Not at all. Vietnamese companies are rising to the challenge and becoming very competitive. They have a strong understanding of the local market, which gives them an advantage in many cases.
That's good to hear. It creates a more dynamic and innovative market.
Precisely. And on the international front, major global logistics companies are setting up operations in Vietnam, attracted by the growth potential and favorable trade environment.
So it's a mix of local players stepping up their game and international giants entering the arena. What does this mean for investors who are considering entering the market?
It means that competition is fierce, and companies need to be strategic to succeed. It's not enough to simply offer basic logistics services. Companies need to specialize, find their niche, and leverage technology to stand out from the crowd.
Can you give us some examples of how companies are differentiating themselves? What are some of the strategies they're using to stand out from the crowd?
Certainly. Some companies are focusing on providing specialized services for specific industries, such as e-commerce fulfillment or cold chain logistics for agricultural products. Others are investing in technology to optimize their operations and improve transparency for their customers.
So it's about finding your niche, offering exceptional service, and continuously adapting to the evolving demands of the market. That's great advice for any business, really.
Indeed, and for those considering investing in Vietnam's logistics sector, it's crucial to have a clear understanding of the competitive landscape and to develop a strategy that leverages your unique strengths and expertise.
This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure. It's an exciting time to be involved in Vietnam's logistics sector, and I believe the future holds tremendous potential for those who are prepared to seize the opportunities.
Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. We've spent this episode exploring the exciting world of Vietnam's logistics sector. And as we've heard, it's a market that's just bursting with potential.
Absolutely. The convergence of strategic FTAs, ongoing infrastructure development, and the surge in e-commerce is creating a really fertile ground for growth and innovation.
And if you're thinking about taking advantage of this opportunity, Harley Miller Law Firm is here to help. We're experts in guiding investors through the complexities of doing business in Vietnam.
That's right. We specialize in navigating Vietnam's legal and investment landscape. You know, we want to make sure our clients have the support they need to succeed. From due diligence and regulatory compliance to contract negotiation and dispute resolution, we've got you covered.
So if the legal side of things seems a bit daunting, or if you just want a reliable partner to help you navigate the process, Harley Miller Law Firm is here for you. Think of us as your trusted advisors in Vietnam.
Our team of experienced lawyers is passionate about helping businesses thrive in Vietnam, and we offer personalized solutions tailored to your specific needs.
Well, this brings us to the end of our deep dive into Vietnam's logistics boom. We hope you've gained some valuable insights.
If you're hungry for more information or have any questions about investing in Vietnam, don't hesitate to reach out to Harley Miller Law Firm. We're always happy to help.
You can find our contact details and a wealth of resources on our website at hmlf.vn. It's a great place to stay updated on all things legal and investment related in Vietnam. And before we say goodbye, let's leave you with this thought. Vietnam's logistics sector is clearly on the rise. The question is, how will you be a part of this exciting growth story? Think about that. And until next time, thanks for joining us on Vietnam Legal Investment Insights.